Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus from Maras Nechagitl Bas Rachel Esther. She should have Zara Shel Kayama, Zara Dilo Yifsof Dilo Yiftol Mipizgame Iraisa. We're going to be talking about Shivasar B'Tamuz, and hopefully have his Alice. The Rambam writes at the beginning of the fifth parak of Hilchos Taanios, Yesh Yom Shekol Yisroel Mis'anim Bem V'nei Atzaros She'iru Behem. There are days that all the Jewish people are fasting because of the tzaris that happened on these days in order to arouse the hearts to open up darchei tshuva, and it should be a memory of our evil deeds and the memory of our deeds, the deeds of our forefathers that are like our deeds today, and it causes them and us tzaris. And when we remember these things, we will do tshuva and be good once again. As it says in the pasuk, that you should say vidui for your sins and for the sins of your fathers. So we see that the idea of its tzom and etainis is to be ma'oyer the nation to tshuva on its maisim roim. And when you look at these days, now we're in the days of Bein HaMetzarim, and you see the averus that Chazal say caused the chorbanos, we really understand that the tzom is there to bring us to tshuva, to tshuva on gil arash, shvichos dam, and avodah zara, and to tshuva on sinas chinam. That's the purpose of these days. But if we look in the Siddur HaTfilah, and we see the special psukim that we start the slichos of Shavasar B'Tamuz with, it's a little bit strange. We say, Al titnu damilo, ad yichoinein vad yosim es Yerushalayim tehilo baretz. Allow him no respite until he reestablishes and makes Yerushalayim the praise of the earth. Ki imcha makor chayim v'orcha nireh or, for with you is the source of life, by your light we shall see light. Elohim aboishnu v'maaseinu v'nechlamnu b'avoneinu. God, we are ashamed by our deeds and humiliated by our iniquities. So the order of these psukim seems to be far right. It's out of order. First we talk about Yerushalayim, and God is light, and then we get to the Averis. It should be Faker. First we talk about the Averis, and then eventually we get to Yerushalayim. It's Kantamun Yisod Nifla Me'od from the Kuntres Mishnas HaChasidus. We see that in Chitzonius it's Onesh. There's this terrible punishment on Klal Yisrael that were in Galus. Or the Pnimius is Andrish. In the Pnimius, the whole Yerida was Litzorach Aliyah. The Tachlis of the Galus is the Gula Hamitis V'Ashlema Ayde Mashiach Tzidkenu and Binyan Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, which is much greater than Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. The deeper meaning of Galus is to purify the Jewish people. Kadosh Baruch Hu spread us amongst the nations, to gather the holy sparks, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. And we have all of this galus and all the suffering of the generations to bring ultimately to Gilui Kvodo Yisbarach. That's the idea of galus, galus Milshem Legalos. To be Megala Hashem in the galus. We start with the Pesukim of Yerushalayim and seeing the light of Hashem, because that's Be'etzin Latachos of galus. And then the Tshuva is the Amtsoi, is the means to get to that Geula. But the Tachlis is Yerushalayim. That's why it says in the Gemara, Psachim Pezayin Amid Beis, there's a equation between Golus and Zeria, Vizirati Ali Ba'aretz. The Gemara says, Klum Adam Zerei Asa L'Hachnis Kamakurin. Person plants a saw to be machne. There's a person plant a whole saw only to be machnis a few kurim. In other words, the Zeria is an inyan of Hefset and Kiloyon. You take a saw of Chita, you bury it in the ground, and there it's going to rot. But this hefset is kedai. Why? Because you're going to be machnes kamakurim. This saw is going to be marben, and you're going to have lots and lots of nice grain. So it's going to rot, and then you're going to have a lot more afterwards. So too in the nimshal. In the chitzonius, the galus, zera, it's rotting. We're rotting here in the galus. But ultimately, it's going to bring out Kamakurim. We're going to have so much afterwards. Based on this, we can understand beautifully the Gemara. In Bava Basra, it says in Tzadi Tesam, but Aleph, Legabe Ofen Amidas HaKruvim in the Beis HaMikdash, there are two opinions. One opinion is they're facing each other. One opinion is there isn't. The Gemara says, if the Jews are doing the will of Hashem, they're facing each other. And if they're not, they're not. The Rashbam says, what's pshat? They're facing each other like a boy and a girl, like a man and a woman, who love each other. They're facing each other. And we also find in Yuma Nundalat Amar Aleph that when the Jews would go up L'Regel, they would be roll up the Peroches and they would show the Jewish people the Kruvim. That were Me'urim Zebazeh. That were hugging each other. And they would say, look at how Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you like a man loves a woman. And yet, right there in the Gemara in Amud Beis and Yuma Nundalat, it says that when the Jews went, when the Goyim went into the Heichal, they saw the Kruvim were hugging each other. And they took it out to the street and they said, the Jewish people, their bracha is a bracha, their klala is a klala. They're such important people, powerful people. They're involved in these things. This is what they're interested in, this male-female relationship stuff. What's pshat here? It's Tisha B'Av. They're going to the Beis HaMikdash. It's destroyed. They're destroying the Beis HaMikdash. What are they hugging each other for? That's a symbol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. So the answer is that's the pneumius of the Gugalus. There's a Hasidish of Hort that it's Chayav Adam Lifko Rashitzel Ishto Lifnei Yitziyasa L'Derech. It's also an idea. But here it's, according to what we're saying, it's the pneumius of the whole Golus. It's Ava, it's Chiba. It looks like it's an Onesh. But in the pneumius, go inside the Beis HaMikdash and see the Kruvim. They love each other. The whole Stira is Almanas Livnos. So now we can understand the whole Tachos of the Golus. It purifies us ultimately to get to the Geula. If it was just an Onesh, so when you have an Onesh, the Onesh gets lighter as it goes along. First they put him in a little narrow cell and it gets better and better and finally they let him go. But here the Geula seems to be getting worse. The Holocaust was worse than anything that happened to us. Things are very, very difficult for Klal Yisrael. Even now we're finally home. We came to Eretz Yisrael. We have our own state. Look what's the rockets are falling as I talk. We hear a siren, it's just to show that I'm telling the truth. As I speak to you from my home in Givas Zev HaChadosha in Eretz Yisrael. So why is it getting worse? Ikvus de Mashiacha. But if we understand the Pnimis and Yanim, don't look at the Golas as an Onesh and a Kapara. It's to bring to the Giluyim. If it's just an Onesh, it's not going to get worse, but here it's to bring to more revelations. Hay Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. That kol ha'aretz, even the earth, should be purified, should be elevated through the avod of Bnei Yisrael. And that's done through the Golus. So the earlier stages of Golus were mezakech and mevareh, were purifying the higher madregas of the world. Golus wasn't as ashver. But now we have to go mamish to the depths and be metaking everything. So therefore there has to be a tremendous, tremendous saras at the end, the nikvas to Mashiach. Because now we're getting mamish to the pnimius, to purify everything, even the lowest levels. Al titnu dami lo. Don't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu any rest until he brings the geula. Because that's the tachas of this galus. And then we say that's the first pasuk, Al titnu dami lo, until Yerushalayim is rebuilt. You're going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He's the one who brought the Churban. So it's not so geschmack. No! Ki imcha makor chayim, borcha nira'or, it's all your light. You're the makor ha-chesed. You're the makor ha-chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so of course it's for our good. And then we get to our sins. Once we know that it's about Yerushalayim and it's about returning home and it's about Hashem's love for us and that he's the source of light, then we can start talking about tshuva. So Ara Voden ben Bein HaMitzarim has to be focused on two inyanim, based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, Sion b'mishpat tipode v'shoveo b'tzdoko. Torah and Staka. The Mishpatei HaTorah and Asinas HaTstaka. That's what's Makar of the Geula. Tzion b'mishpat tipode v'shaveh b'tstaka. We have to learn the halachas of Torah. We have to give tztaka. We have to be osek in Yonei Beis HaMikdash. To be marbe the shtokkos for the Beis HaMikdash. And we see the kar of mamish. Be as goel tzedek. V'meheru v'yameinu amein v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.